So as promised, the sermon is going to be very non-traditional today. We have a story from Matthew, and we're going to get right into that story. That's going to be our task. So there was a landowner, and the landowner went out early and actually sent his steward out early, the manager, to hire laborers for the vineyard for a regular day's wage. So I would like my manager to go over here and hire this half of the congregation. That would be my manager. All right, just hire them. All right. You're all in there now for the regular day's wage. You all got that square enough, fair enough? Okay. Well, now the landowner went out 11 o'clock, went out at 2 o'clock, went out at 3 o'clock, hired a bunch more every single time. And then the landowner sent a steward out at 5 o'clock and said, I'm going to hire you all. I'll pay you whatever is right. So, why don't you hire this half of the church? Alright, so now you... And by the way, you know, we asked why it was that you guys are still out here at 5 o'clock and not working. You didn't already know why. Well, the manager hasn't hired you yet, right? Nobody has hired you. Okay. Well, now it comes time to be paid. And of course, we have people with very different hours here. So we have money in a red rubber band for the people on this side who worked all day, and on the green rubber band for the people on this side. So if you would pay our folks, that would be really great. Okay, got everybody paid? That's great. Now you can go out and buy things that are made. Well, Michael didn't get paid. We got to make sure everybody's paid. All right, so now those of you who went out at 5 o'clock, how much did you make?
$10,000.
Wow. How much people on the right? I bet they went out all day long. You got 10. Oh, wait a minute. Some of you guys stole money from the steward. How much did you make?
$10,000.
It's also displays the risks in trying to do a sermon in this fashion. Now, those of you who only got $10,000 on this side, a meager pay, how do you feel about the fact that these guys who went out at 5 o'clock also got $10,000? Anybody think that's a problem? Yeah. Seems like a problem to me. Yeah, it'll work all day and got the same thing that these guys got. Right? What's wrong with that?
Get the
human. Get the human. It's not fair. Right? It's absolutely. Now, if you heard Jesus tell this parable, and you hear that they all got the same amount, and you know if Jesus is telling the parable, that he's going to think this is a good idea. How does that make you feel about Jesus? I can tell you what it made my wife feel like Jesus when I rehearsed this on her. She was pretty clear that Jesus was screwed up today. Yeah, it was a mess. Now, they grumbled in the parable, those over here on the right, your right. What I want to know is, at $10,000, now, how's that for a day's wage? Worked all day. Pretty good.
Doesn't last long.
Doesn't last long. It's true. For one day, it's not bad. So it was a great pay until you found out that people over here got 10,000. Now no longer is it any good pay. What's up with that? I told you I'd give you a good day's wage. You give me much more than a day's wage. Right? And but because this group over here got it. Now how do you call?
Great.
Great? You don't feel like it was unfair?
No, I'll come back tomorrow.
Come in tomorrow. Make sure to come only at 5, right? Now, if we think about the landowner's response, which is, hey, it's my money. I gave you really more than you needed over here, more than you would have gotten, should have gotten for a regular day's pay. How come you can't let me be generous however I want to be? But somehow that just doesn't fit, does it? It just feels unfair. I want to ask a question to move it a little bit more seriously. What difference does it make if the late workers didn't work because, as the parable said, nobody came and hired them? They were out there all day waiting to be hired. Does that make any difference? Anybody feel like, you know, they've been waiting all day? What happens if you think of these as maybe immigrants, maybe illegals who weren't able to get hired at all? Does that make a difference? How about if these folks over here are chronically unemployed? They have some disabilities, or nobody likes the way they look, and they can't get a job, so they're still out there at 5 o'clock waiting. Or what about if there are people like Tom works with in the outdoor church? They're carrying a big sign, work for anything, need a job. Does that make a difference? How about if you had a different story? And in this story, this group over here were the workers, and they got $10,000. And this group over here was the CEO of the company, and they got $10,000. How would you like that? That would sound pretty good, wouldn't it? Do you know how much more CEOs make than their average workers? Averages 65 times. Right, so in that story, we were going to tell it really, get $10,000 over here, $650,000 for the CEOs. What does this story say about what we earn? What role does envy play in our judgment? Right, $10,000 was great until we found out somebody else got $10,000. And do we get from God out of life what we deserve? I know a lot of folks who seems to me get less than they deserve. Young folks who have serious illnesses and die, or people who live in parts of the world where just having enough to eat is pretty hard to find. But most of us, I think, are on the $10,000 side. We're actually lucky we don't get what we deserve. If we got what we deserve, it probably would be less than we have. I wanted to do this parable this way for a couple of reasons. One is, since I said to you earlier, I had no idea what all the first part of the service was going to last, and I knew I could fix this part to last some money. But this story, among a couple of others, makes people as angry as any story in the Bible. Right? Another one is the prodigal son. Right? When the prodigal son comes back after this life of debauchery, and his father throws a huge party, it makes people angry. Martha and Mary make people angry. Even the Good Samaritan tends to make people angry. I learned a real lesson. I'll just tell you this because I have time to it. It's kind of a funny story. You can see what is in the back of my head. Years ago, when I was working on an island up in the coast of Maine, I was told a story about this other minister who had been on the same island working. He had come from Wales, and it was in the middle of the Vietnam War, and the passage of the Good Samaritan, who is my neighbor, came up. And he decided that that was too volatile to preach, so he decided he would ask people, well, who do you think your neighbor is? For him, it actually backfired, because he had a guy in the congregation who said, you, blah, 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 want me to think that those commies are my neighbors. And on the piano stool was William Sloan Kaufman, who some of you know, the great anti-war activist, who jumped up immediately and the melee began. I was somewhat confident that it wouldn't happen here, but I felt that this story and these stories that test our way of looking at the world are just better engaged as stories than me trying to convince you that what Jesus says about them is something you ought to believe. I want to just leave you with the thoughts of some of these questions. What role does envy play? What role does the fact that you got way more on this side than an ordinary wage, which was fine until you found that the other side got the same thing? Is fairness a completely universal value that we should hold in this story that raises that? And it raises the question, of course, about what do we deserve. Well, I hope it leaves you thinking a little bit about this parable through the week. And I'd love to continue the conversation. If anyone wants to talk downstairs or afterwards, I'd be glad to do that. Or if somebody has a burning thing on their mind now, we can handle it too. All right, let's...